Remembering the Daily Newspaper, June 2, 2016. I'm sitting at the Nissan dealership replacing my brakes when I spotted a crisply folded newspaper sitting lonely on the table nearby. It was ignored by everyone, still in sections, undisturbed. Everyone in the waiting room was staring at their cell phone screens, including me, but I kept peeking up at the lonely inked orphan on the table, staring. Should I get up and say hello? Would the newspaper satisfy me? I wasn't as fixated on my cell phone as the rest. I don't play games on the cell. I use it for texting, checking email, and occasionally writing observations and commentary, even though some readers think I should give that up and try my hand at mindless things like Angry Bird or Candy Crush. I wondered if the others even knew what to do with the newspaper. Would they think I was nuts if I wandered over and picked it up? The newspaper, especially on a Sunday, was a family event in my home growing up. My dad would grab the news section and sit back and enjoy a cigar and coffee in the backyard as he carefully devoured every word. My mom took the sales sections, my brother the sports section, and my sister grabbed the entertainment section. The dog snatched the editorial section of the newspaper, and rightly so, I imagine. I was left with what I thought was the most important section, the full-color and multi-paged comics. If you took the wrong section of the Sunday newspaper back then, it would cause a real ruckus. But no one noticed when I got up and walked to the table at the Nissan dealership in Matson. I carefully slipped section one, the news section, off the tight fold, and I walked back to my waiting room chair. It was pretty thin, far from the behemoth section that it used to be. I really tried to like it. The front page was promising. I carefully opened it, bringing back all those family memories of something I used to do dozens of times a day many years before. It felt familiar. There was an excitement, anticipation, a wow. My friend John Cass was on page two, looking old and ethnic like me, writing about Sanders, Clinton, and Trump. It was interesting. But as I read through the section, the boredom was just too overwhelming. Page after page of blah. Same stories over and over again, it seemed. Chicago school kids painting a decrepit bathroom in need of repair. Never mind their education sucks. Arnie, who cares, Duncan getting another clout job. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel still being a disconnected jerk. Hate crime stabbing squeezed to the left side column. The Middle East, mass shooting in Austin, looking back, and others off scattered. An opinion that just continued to get worse and bore. Honestly, I tried to get into the newspaper, but it was just like I was being lectured to. Downward. It wasn't about me or what I wanted. The newspaper was talking to itself, and the stories were so thin. Every story was a ghost of what it should be. Tight, not enough. I could hear my dad's voice booming through the little Georgian home on Luella Avenue on Chicago's southeast side. Don't they know how to tell a story anymore? Not anymore, Dad. The big newspaper dailies are even worse. That's why I spend all my time today reading the community newspapers, something that didn't exist in my dad's day. I guess that's what happens with age and erosion. The thrill is gone. The blonde hair up close loses its luster. The breasts don't bloom. The perfume chokes and coughs. I put the newspaper back down on the table with as much polite respect as I could muster, and then started back into the future. My cell phone, back with everyone else in our lonely own cells. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column podcast. Visit rayhanania.com online for more information.